can make money if you're any good at a particular skill. There's the World Darts Corporation that travel all around the world with people throwing darts. Now, who would have thought years ago people that like a beer would be able to go around and earn millions of dollars playing darts?
I just like being the commentator. 180!
That's right. So hey, there's also cricketers and all that kind of stuff. But now there's going to be a Bridge World Championships where you could possibly win a lot of cash.
How much?
And then eventually maybe even in the Olympic Games. Bridge is considered to be a sport.
Come on.
Now, the last time I did a story on Bridge was, and I stand to be corrected, but they were trying to create a world record for the most number of players playing Bridge on a bridge. What? And I think it was the Mount Henry Bridge from memory. Yeah. They had all these trestles and I don't understand bridge, but Alison Strallo does. She's the president of the Australian Bridge Federation, and she joins us. G'day, Al. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Very well. Now, you're on the Gold Coast. What are you doing there?
Oh, playing bridge, of course.
Right.
There's a big tournament. The biggest tournament in the Southern Hemisphere is held every February at the Gold Coast Convention Centre. We've got about 2,500 players playing in different categories, and they come from, we've got, I think this year we've got 191 from New Zealand, we've got some from Argentina, Croatia, Sri Lanka, you know, the US, of course, and the World Bridge Federation president, Jan Kamras, is here from Sweden.
So, how exciting. So the World Bridge Tour, could it be, could you dream that you could earn millions of dollars playing bridge?
Not sure about millions. There are a lot of people who play bridge professionally, and they make a living from it. But actually playing in the tournament, winning millions, not quite sure. But certainly most bridge players play for the kudos, for winning, for the mind experience and sport that it is. We don't play for money.
Alison, can you just explain quickly, is it just play with a 52-card deck? And what's the key here to the game of bridge?
Okay, so you can play either pairs or teams, and you're right, everybody has 13 cards. And they're put in what we call a sleeve or a wallet. And there's north, south, east, west. And every north, south in the room will play the same boards. They go around the room. And every east, west. And so your goal is to beat everyone sitting the same way as you in bidding and playing the cards that you're given. Yeah. And you have a system between you and your partner. It's not secret. You've got a card that sits there and you have to tell the opponents what you're doing. So there's no secret business. It's all about just trying to get to the best contract, and then when you get to that contract, making it, which is sometimes quite difficult.
So, Ellie, we've seen poker on TV, and that's where the big money comes, and they make a lot of money playing poker.
Now,
is bridge a game that could actually be facilitated by television coverage?
Oh, absolutely. And it did get some coverage years ago when Omar Sharif played bridge. The movie star, and he used to go to a lot of tournaments and play, and they got some television coverage. Obviously, you can go and sit and watch. You can sit in what we call kibbit, so sit at the table and watch people play. So it's a spectator sport as well. One of the things is, as well as the competition within Australia and within the world, it's a bridge community. It's people sharing, you know, a love of the game, and also sharing common interests. So away from the table, you can talk about the hands, have a drink. You know, it's very social as well as very competitive. And I think that's one of the things for a lot of our players who, you know, sometimes live by themselves. It gives them an opportunity to get out and mix and socialise with other people.
So, first event of the New World Bridge Tour, the WBF, is actually recognised by the International Olympic Committee. Can you see yourself representing Australia at the Olympic Games?
Me, no, but bridge, yes. I can, and we have been an exhibition sport, we're certainly looking at the mind sport side of it, because it's an important part of you know, keeping your brain active as you get older. That's a really good thing. And the young people love it too, because it's every time you sit down at the table, there's a problem. But so, yes, I can see it. And, okay. and we certainly hope that will happen.
I hope you're on that table one day, Ellie. Good on you. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good time over there on the Gold Coast. Enjoy the glitter strip.
I certainly shall. When I finish playing today, I'll be able to go and party. So thank you very much.
Good on you, Alison. Well done, Alison Strollo there. She's the president of the Australian Bridge Federation.